ABC Radio Australia. That chirp belongs to the Micronesian kingfisher, an endangered bird species found on Guam and Palau. And it's a bird that is on the brink of extinction. It's become the subject of a poem by prominent Guam poet Craig Santos Perez. Here is a bit of that poem.
Our nightmare, no birdsong. The jungle was riven emptied of isihik, bright blue, green, turquoise, red, gold feathers everywhere, brown tree snakes, avian silence. The snakes entered without words. When we saw them, it was too late. They were at our doors, sliding along the passages of Isihik Empire. Then the zookeepers came.
That poem entitled Ginnin, the Micronesian Kingfisher, has been added to the Living Archive, a website and multimedia space that is providing a place for people in the Oceania region to tell their stories about extinction. The project started late last year and already has many stories, from sharks in Fiji to sago palms in West Papua. Tom Van Doren is an associate professor at the University of Sydney and the project lead for the Living Archive, and I spoke with him about the project.
Well, I've been working on extinction for about 10 or 15 years now, and my background is in philosophy and anthropology, so not working on extinction from the more biological or ecological approaches of many of my colleagues, but instead focused on the way that disappearing plants and animals impact on people's lives and livelihoods. So I've been doing that all over the world, and for the last 5 years or so, especially in Oceania, and in particular for the last couple of years, I've been working on a book on the disappearing land snails of Hawaii. So through all of those conversations, I've been engaging with the different ways in which people experience the loss of plants and animals and also places in their worlds. So the Living Archive is an effort to try and make a space online for people to tell those stories in their own ways.
And what are some of those stories that you've been able to collect so far?
Yeah, some of my favourites. There's a lovely excerpt from a poem by Craig Santos Perez, who's one of my favourite poets from the region, a Chamorro poet, looking at the Micronesian kingfisher or Isihik in Guam. And I guess Guam is a place that has lost most or all of its native birds, really are missing from the forest by and large. And so this part of Craig's poem is reflecting on that loss and how it's tied in with larger processes of militarism and US empire in that part of the Pacific, as well as the impositions of conservationists removing those last birds and his encounters with birds in captivity. So that's one of my favourites. There's some beautiful woodblock prints by the artist Margaret Barnaby that are looking in particular at alala, the Hawaiian crow, which is a species that's been, a couple of years ago they started returning crows back to the forest, but they were missing from the Hawaiian forest for over a decade. Only living in captivity. So there's so many species and stories, and I guess some of them are stories of loss and others are stories of recovery and hope. The idea was to try and bring a lot of them together here. And there's another story that actually just went up today by Kate Evans, which is on the Huia in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And she's working there with a beautiful archival recording from the late 1940s. After the Huia was lost in the early 20th century, it lived on to the extent that it did just in people's memories. And there's an archival recording of a Maori man who's Hanare Hamana, who was one of the people who knew the calls of the bird. And so he was recorded in the 40s doing those calls. So she's in this new piece posted today. Kate is reflecting on the sort of afterlife of the species as that archival recording is taken up in different ways. It's a really haunting, beautiful call, and a kind of last vestige, a really strange last vestige of a species that, you know, no photographs survived of the bird. And so this is sort of all we have left, in a way. So there's all sorts of interesting stories like that on there.
Yeah, that sounds so mysterious, and like you said, also very haunting. Why do you see it as significant to highlight these stories?
Well, there's so much loss of plants and animals going on all over the world. Oceania is a region that's particularly rich in especially birds, but also a whole lot of other animals and plants. One surprising example, the one that I'm currently writing a book on, is the land snails of Hawaii, where there were 752 described species of snails in Hawaii, and most of them are already gone, and a lot of the ones that remain are very close to extinction. So there's so much diversity in that region, and it doesn't always get recognised. So I guess I'm interested in having those stories told as much as possible, but the archive is an effort to tell them, I guess, a little bit differently, so that in a way that emphasises their connections to local people, so that we can begin to appreciate extinction as much more than an ecological phenomenon. It's something that is profoundly cultural. So by drawing out those impacts on people's traditional cultural practices, on the loss of plants and animals that might have anchored stories and cultural meanings in the world, or even just the loss of a beautiful encounter in the forest or on the beach, whatever it might be, the loss of plants and animals is profoundly cultural. And so I think drawing that out is really important for the way in which it helps us to appreciate the significance of what's being lost with biodiversity. But it also helps us to appreciate that there's very unequal experience, very diverse experience of biodiversity loss. People whose cultures are bound up with the plants and animals of their places in these really intimate ways experience extinction in very different ways. And I think having space for people to explore those kinds of loss is really important. So really the archive is about sort of multiplying the voices that are telling these stories of loss, and so that we can appreciate extinction on multiple different registers.
Yeah, and you've obviously had quite a few stories already come to you or that you've sourced since late last year. But I was wondering what the response has been, I suppose, from, people who have visited the website or people who have relayed feedback to you. What are you hearing about what people think of these stories?
At this stage, we haven't had a lot of that feedback yet because the project's so young. But the little bits of feedback we've had, I think, have been really, really rewarding, that people have discovered new facets of what biodiversity loss means to other people. So it's about beginning to appreciate that extinction means different things in different places to different people, and that we need to get better, I guess, at telling these kinds of telling diverse stories about biodiversity loss, to really thicken up our understanding of what is being lost. So I think so often when species disappear, all we have is a Latin name on a long list of threatened or extinct species. We don't really have that kind of thick sense of what that loss means. So the archive is an effort to create a space of encounter for that kind of fuller understanding.